Okay, I'm back on the train to London, something I seem to be doing a lot, but today the difference is I'm sat next to Timmy, ex-squaddy. I say ex-squaddy, he's officially still serving with the British Army, but he is off on, well, sick leave, I guess you call it.
Yes, definitely sick leave, yeah.
as a result of an injury sustained by a fellow soldier not in play, you're kind of hoping you're going to get written off now, but when I asked you about where you served and what you were doing, you told me how everything's fuzzy because, everything's a blur. And I asked you, is it post-traumatic stress disorder?
What is post-traumatic stress disorder? But, yeah, you never know what it is. So I can't remember exactly what happened over there. I can't remember. The only thing I've got is videos to remind myself.
And you're just telling me about some of the videos that you've got on your mobile phone, that almost like kind of data, which is just reminding you in pictures of what you saw and what you went through, your friends dying, the fact that you were shot at in your bed of a night, and some pretty extraordinary footage, which I'm not really free to talk about at the moment, but you're going to hope to get to me, which you say has not been seen outside of Iraq.
Yeah, honestly, I'd rather get some the point of view through that, what us soldiers are doing over in Iraq, and it's not anything that the media says. It's a lot more.
Is the war over?
No, far from it. Far from it.
Who won?
No, it's just started.
Really?
Yeah, it's just started.
Is it a just war?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand what you mean.
Do you feel that you went for good reason?
No, we're going for Americans, and a lot of the Americans have killed us. That's not really justice, was it?
So, living with the memories that you have and the memories you don't have, how do you feel that you're going to be able to cope over the next few years? Have you got any support? You mentioned the British Legion earlier on.
Yeah, I got support around me, but then again, it's all army sort of associated, so whatever you're doing, you're always going to be in the army's hands, aren't you?
Right, okay. You don't sound like you feel like you have much loyalty left.
I'm being to myself, mate. I nearly paralysed myself fighting for my country, but I wasn't for my country. That was because someone else did it. So,
what did you join the army for?
Respect, understanding, doing something for the country, doing something for other people. But then you go over there, and it doesn't. It's not what you expect. It's far from what you expect. You get taught, obviously, how to look after yourself, how to train, how to fight. But then you get over there, and it's gone within seconds.
You don't look like a fool. You look like someone who can look after themselves. If it wasn't for the fact there's a little bit of an edge about you where you do look a little bit uncomfortable with the world around you, do you feel that you've got respect for what you've done in risking your life?
No, none of us have. We get like a 5-minute parade and that's it, and that's over.
It's a lot to put on the line for that.
Yes, the pay shit. You get respect. I mean, you get shouted at every single day from your instructors. You can't compete it. You can't.
There's a lot of very well produced, nice looking advertisements on telly telling you how you should be joining the forces. What would you say to any prospective person listening to this right now that's thinking about joining one of the forces?
If you are going to join it, I'm not going to tell you not to or to do it. Just make sure you think about it hard. Go look at videos, media, everything, till you know exactly what you're going into. Because, yeah, you got these good old things, come join the army, you have the best time of your life. That's far from that. Just make sure you look at what you're doing before you go.
I think that's very commendable that you want people to find out for themselves, although I think it's going to be very difficult to get a true picture when you've already said yourself a lot of what happens out there never gets documented.
No, the media come gets, they're not allowed to put most of it on the news because that was scary.
Most of them are embedded as well.
Yeah, they're scared. That's scared of the UK population. If they saw half the stuff that was over in Iraq, they wouldn't want to go to sleep.
Have you got any hope for your own personal future?
Hopefully, I'll come out of the army. I don't want to be there anymore. And I'm a trained masseur, so hopefully I'll try getting some masseur and sports masseur.
Oh, really? So yeah. You can do some sports therapy, sports massage?
Yeah.
Cool, good. Always needed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. For the injuries like I got.
Well,